My job is to somehow make them curious enough, persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, is to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, Love Addiction Coach and Trauma Specialist. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I am overjoyed to be with you again this week. So on today's episode, we are doing a throwback episode to something that I posted 3 years ago. Sometimes when I do recall episodes, it is wild to me to be able to say that there was an episode that was posted 3 years ago that has not been repeated with all the content that has been put out here. But I thought that this topic is a great one to focus on because it is about 3 ways to know that you have grown and that you are healthier. With all of the focus on the problems that we're here to fix, to change, to transform, it's so important for us to pause and to celebrate. And so we are going to do a throwback episode today because it's worth reminding ourselves to pause and to just live in the blessings and look at the big steps that we have made and own it. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So you may hear me say a little bit of what I just said again in the intro for this upcoming episode, but I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that is exactly what your soul needs today. So that's it for now. Let's go ahead and jump on in.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
If you are into the magic of cycle syncing, then you know that the week before you start your period can be vicious. It's the time when your emotions are so off and you're more prone to feeling down, unexpected cravings, and just feeling so uncomfortable in your own skin. If you can relate to any of these experiences, Hormone Harmony's Estro Control may be just the product for you to help you manage symptoms of PMS. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit? Quote, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BGH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BGH for 15% off today.
Hello, hello, ladies, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I hope that this finds you well. I hope that it finds you with a bright, shining face, and I'm sending you all the love that I can from my little corner of the world. In today's episode, I really want to talk about the importance of giving yourself credit. The importance of recognizing signs that you've grown, because a lot of times we can stay stuck in narratives that no longer fit us with not acknowledging the growth that we've made. And that can be just as detrimental to our healing process because we are the blockers, because we are the ones that are in front of us making forward movement. So let's talk about it. First, I want to talk about where the inspiration for this episode came from. So I was talking with one of my coaching students about just something that they were working through, and they kept prefacing their questions and giving me this disclaimer of like, so, you know, I'm love avoidant and I'm trying not to be love avoidant, or I'm trying to make sure I don't go back to being love avoidant. And I had to stop her at one point and I was like, ma'am, I didn't say ma'am, but I said her name, but I was like, girl, like, you are not love avoidant. I don't think that fits for you anymore because you're doing this, you're expressing these feelings, you're saying this, you're being open about this. You're already having these conversations with people unprompted. You're being vulnerable. You're coming to me. You're expressing your deepest desires. You know what it is that you are open and available for, and you are receiving it. You're not love avoidant. or it doesn't sound love avoidant to me. And she was like, yeah, I'm not love avoidant anymore. And I was like, I know. And even though we all have our process, there'll be different times that we will have like symptoms or things that we can always grow in or signs that we need to be open, right? We need to be open that we're always growing and available. But in this instance, she was labeling herself something from her past, something that no longer applied to her. And it was keeping her stuck. It was keeping her from being able to see how much progress she's made. It was also that label making her afraid that she was going to make a mistake in the future versus seeing how much power and how much wisdom and how much promise and how much love she already had available to her right here today. And that was only going to grow in her life going forward. I think a lot of times we can be very stingy with giving ourselves these compliments of self-growth and self-love because we're afraid of making ourselves look like a fool. We're afraid of looking like a fool to other people. Maybe we've had declarations in the past where we've said, I'm a new person, I've changed, only to just wind up in the same situation all over again. And so that felt embarrassing for us. Again, embarrassing if it happened front-facing in front of other people or just embarrassing for ourselves. And so we will tell ourselves that this is humility to give these disclaimers, to always be aware of where we came from. And y'all, I think when it comes to this healing work, it is best for us, yes, to learn from our lessons, but for us to always be growth-oriented and always be using language that focuses on how strong and how amazing we are today. That always gives us credit for the steps that we're taking. I'm trying to go around the points of this episode before I start talking about them, because I know sometimes I do that in the intro. But in this episode, I want to help y'all out by actually just giving you three signs. There may be a bonus one, but giving you three signs that you have grown. Giving you three signs to show that you can start celebrating now the progress that you have already made instead of waiting for this magical place or state that probably doesn't exist of you reaching this place of nirvana where you are floating on air, cross-legged and untouched and nothing bothers you. You're human. You are human. You are going to be enraptured with love and joy and purpose and promise and excitement. And then you're also going to have moments that are like really crappy and you're going to be in a bad mood and you're going to be cramping, right? You're going to have the ups and downs, and I need y'all to be able to celebrate yourselves today. So let's talk about celebrating ourselves today. So the first way to show that you have grown as a person is you pause before you react, even when your feelings were hurt, okay? That there's a little bit of a gap. Even if the gap is 5 seconds, but you still react in a way that maybe you don't want to, the fact that you pause is huge. Do you know how hard it is to change automatic reactions and responses? Those of you who were equipped and born with being very vocal with your feelings, I've said before, I envy y'all sometimes to just be able to talk without a filter sometimes, even though it may have gotten you in trouble. But if that is you, someone who has talked, like when you have something to say, you say it. And one of the things that you've had to learn is how to just pause a little bit before you say exactly what you want to say. That is huge. That is amazing. And you should pat yourself on the back for that. All other responses as well are all other reactions. Maybe you're someone who was known to send a long text or a long email and you stopped doing that. And now you pause and you're like, do I want to say this to them or do I not? Is this better as a phone call? Even considering that thought, whether or not you call them or not, the fact that you're thinking, maybe I should call them instead of sending this as a text, is growth. Cutting people off. Have you paused before doing that? Have you reconsidered maybe there's something that I need to look at for myself before you immediately assign blame to other people, which is another really common defense mechanism? Do you yell, or have you in the past yelled and gone off on people, but you paused before you did that? You caught yourself, you woo-sawed, you count to three, you read the room. All of these are things to celebrate about yourself. Have you worked on not gossiping? Have you worked on learning how to talk about other things outside of other people's business? Have you learned how to not be as petty and still show up for people? All of these are things, again, for you to look at and not to diminish just because it doesn't look how you think it should look, or is not as big of a deal of the growth that the person next to you is making, or what someone else is talking about in their own self-development work. This is big for you. Second sign that you need to celebrate your growth as a person is that you are more open to seeing the alternative viewpoint. Maybe you have been someone who was always very focused on how you felt and that being the only evidence that you needed, or is very hard for you to see the other person's side. If you are now open to considering maybe there are feelings on the other end of it, even if you're not at the place where you're open to fully receiving it, the fact that even that is a baby step that you've made, I want you to pat yourself on the back. I guess I'm just playing through conversations that I will have with people where they will tell me something that they've done and then they'll quickly follow up with, but I'm still doing this. Girl, but the fact that you're doing the first part, the fact that you have changed a behavior that you've done for 30, 40, 50, 60 years of your life that's been ingrained in you and you've changed it, girl, that is amazing. That is amazing. Rounds on me. Proud of you. Cheers to you. Some other specific examples of this are maybe you check the facts with people. This is one of the skills that I teach my coaching students and also what I used to teach my therapy clients as well. Checking the facts, what that means is when you are talking with someone and you feel very sure that what you're thinking is actually what's happening, you still check with them to make sure that that is actually the case. And you do it in a way that's not accusatory. So if I really feel like someone made a comment to me because they're secretly thinking X about me, I'm going to go to them and I'm going to say, hey, when you said this, what did you mean by that? Or when you said this, what I made up about that is that you really were saying this. Is that true? The three-word phrase, is that true, is such an amazing phrase that will help you get grounded, especially if you're doing it from a genuine place that, again, is not accusatory and isn't always telling somebody, you did this because this is what you meant, and you did this because you were trying to hurt me, and you're not already assigning an intention to somebody. That's going to make anybody want to stand up and fight, right? Even people who want to have a peaceful relationship, that's a challenge. That's an aggressive statement. That's an aggressive way to approach trying to have reconciliation. You're not priming the situation for reconciliation when you start off that way. So asking questions, being curious before you respond is helpful. And especially that's so helpful for those of us who have trust issues. What we've done is we've spent our whole lives reading the room and analyzing people's situations and coming to conclusions in our own mind and being very assured with that so that we don't even ask any questions because we know. Like, we just feel very confident that we are great at interpreting other people's behaviors and we have great observation skills. But we can't understand why relationships are not working out with us. Maybe our interpretation and maybe what we've stored away as a true behavior analysis is actually faulty. Maybe what we've stored away in our brain to be truth is actually just a defense mechanism and a coping mechanism that filters people into certain groups, and we have to actively unlearn that. And the only way that we can unlearn that is whenever we're triggered and someone said something that we attributed to mean that they're trying to be mean, they're trying to be nasty, they're trying to be manipulative or whatever it might be, that we go to them and we check the facts. We say, hey, when you said this, this is what I made it up to mean. Making it up is a very non-intrusive way to share your thoughts that doesn't accuse people of something. Because it's true, you're making it up. They didn't tell you if they meant that. They didn't tell you that that was their intention. You're totally inventing that. So when I go to them and I say that statement, this is what I made up about what you said or what you did, is that true? And they tell me, no, that's not the truth. We have a choice. we have a choice on whether or not to believe them. Sometimes believing that we don't want to do that, not because it's not believable, but because now I really might have to change my viewpoint and my perspective and the way I see people and the way that I see relationships. This especially happens in romantic partnerships, especially when we've had relationship trauma. And we are very clear, like, we know exactly what men are like. We know exactly what women are like. We know exactly what fill in the blank group is like. When someone tells us something outside of that, we may fight and be resistant to believe it. So you have a choice. You have a choice to either accept it and start to look for evidence that maybe your belief on this is wrong and just kind of store it away, but at least it's wrong for this person or this situation and you go with it. Or you get to say, nah, you're lying, and hold on to that belief and hold on to that truth and hold on to what that belief and truth gets you in your relationships as well. So I hope that made sense. Another example of seeing the alternative versus how you used to always see it is for my ladies who would always go into fantasy mode about people that you were dating. And so maybe now when you see red flags, you don't gaslight yourself and say, no, it's not that big of a deal, but you're actually able to acknowledge it. The way that the women I work with won't give themselves credit with this is they will, you know, they've started dating and started dating again as this healthier version of themselves. And so now the joke that they may make sometimes is that dating is kind of ruined in one way because they can't romanticize all these red flags with these people anymore. Like they see it, like they see it from a mile away, but then there's still the part that this is where they self-criticize is they're like, well, I still went out with somebody and I didn't catch the red flag from the first sentence that we met each other. And it's like, you used to have long extended relationships with men who had bright glaring red flags and you would create a whole life with them. And you would completely ignore everybody else and just bend and twist yourself for these men. And now, from the beginning, you see it and you walk away. You have changed a life pattern that has held on to you for decades. That is amazing, the fact that you see it. And so now you see where the dusties are. Now you see where the scam artists are. Now you see where the unavailable people are. And so now that you're attuned to that, you can move them off of your plate and now actually have space for people who are available. This is all good. You have to be able to do one step to get to the next one. And so again, please do not rush your progress or not celebrate yourself for these generational and lifelong patterns that you've been holding.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors.
Who remembers watching The Fresh Prince growing up? I don't know about you, but Monday nights, my family was always tuned in. To be able to watch an accomplished Black family that balanced culture, art, humor, and togetherness was so inspiring and healing. And watching Will, Carlton, Ashley, Hillary, and even Aunt Viv during her infamous dance sequence go through so many coming-of-age moments as they discovered themselves and what was most important to them absolutely helped me have confidence to fully embody who I am. Cultural figures and moments like this are so important for us to continue to talk about, review, and celebrate as Black people. And if you're interested in learning more about these types of stories, you have to check out NPR Podcast. NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Each episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black experience. From Megan Thee Stallion to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Michelle Obama to the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, there's no limit to the range of NPR. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get your podcasts. For this episode of Black Girls Heal, we've partnered with eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. The people who truly get us on a soul level are priceless. They're the ones you can have the most ridiculous inside jokes with, who get what you're feeling, what you need on a bad day, and are the first people you think of when you have some free time and want to spend it with company.
To find these people, you have to be compatible. And compatibility involves so much more than just sharing the same interests in music and film. You have to connect to those who have the same values, complement your temperament, and want the same things in the world. That's why we've partnered with eHarmony. Their compatibility quiz helps your personality come out more in your profile, which makes all other profiles on eHarmony way more interesting and easier to find a match and more fun to read. They want you to find someone who gets you, so give eHarmony a shot. Get started with their compatibility quiz so that you can find someone you can be yourself with. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Same thing with having emotions. You get into healing work and sometimes, not everybody, but sometimes people will have a belief that they're supposed to be at this really positive, high vibe, high energy, high joy, high love state at all times. Maybe I'll change this belief a year from now, but today I just fully believe that that is not possible. And I believe it's not possible just for the biological scientific fact that we are human beings that are influenced by our hormones. That there is a monthly cycle that directly impacts our emotions and how we feel based on what is neurologically happening in our body. And yes, we can get into cycle syncing and working with our emotions and optimizing our body based on what's happening with us throughout the month. And I hope to have an episode in the future with someone talking about cycle syncing and what that is. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead and Google it. But it's basically optimizing what you eat, how you treat yourself, your exercises based on where you are in your cycle throughout the month. We don't just have one phase of our cycle every month. There are four, and our bodies do distinct different things and need distinct and different things during those four phases every month, which is why we will have the ups and downs in our moods and our energy levels and our inspiration and our creativity and all of that. And that's something we need to learn about ourselves. But anyways, unlearning this belief that I always have to be happy and positive versus I get to choose the meaning that I attach to my emotions and to my feelings. I get to choose whether or not I see those as resources and as gifts and as direction, or whether or not I see those as deficits. And it's that belief that's going to be the difference in your mood. That's the belief that's going to change the direction of where you go with those emotions, not the emotions themselves. And that leads right into the third one, which is the third sign that you've grown as a person, is that you're able to feel your emotions and validate them. So many women, especially so many Black women that I've worked with, it is such a common trend that we were taught to be strong, that we were taught to be impervious to things that happen in our life so that we can be resilient and work twice as hard and get twice as half as far. You know all of the idioms. You know all the things that go along with that. And so tapping into that vulnerability and tapping into those emotions and letting ourselves feel them and embrace them and sit with them and also let other people see them as well, and letting people see them who don't have to know us for 5 years before we let them in. Those are all amazing, amazing milestones for us. If you have noticed that you are one, feeling your feelings more, where you typically not let yourself feel your feelings or always distract yourself or push them down, that is great. That is so good. And I want you to pat yourself on the back. If you are sharing your emotions with people, even if you don't share them immediately, even if it takes you like a week or 2 weeks to pick up the phone or tell somebody what you've been going through, if you are someone who has never shared anything with anyone before, pat yourself on the back. This is all evidence of your progress and forward movement. The bonus one that I'll share that's related to this one is when you share emotions with people, that you are now sharing them with people who are safe. People who are intentionally those that you have chosen that are safe for you. So what may have happened in the past for some people is that you might have shared your emotions, but you shared it with someone who didn't really listen to you or didn't really care or was always going to be the person who would go and tell you that you shouldn't feel that way and that you should be more positive or that it's not that big of a deal. And you would set yourself up for heartbreak and for disappointment. And it would just reaffirm that belief that I can't share my emotions with people because people aren't going to understand and people don't care. Well, it's because you keep sharing with people who don't care. It doesn't mean that people in general don't care. You've picked the two or three people in your life who are shiesty and not there for you. And then you feel surprised that it keeps happening. Now, sometimes y'all, and here's the other thing I'll say about that, since I talked about the two or three people. For some of y'all, you may have removed two or three people from your life who you have already identified as shiesty. And everybody else in your life, you're like, but they also seem shiesty too. So what do you mean it's not everybody? You got to look at it as the fact that the previous version of you established a whole ecosystem of people who treated her a certain way. So you had a certain standard and certain level of trust and a certain level of openness. And so you surrounded yourself with only people who respond to you in the way that you felt like you deserved. And a lot of that is subconscious. So it might be possible that you need to recreate a new community system and new ecosystem. It may be possible that you need to listen to the episode that we had with Danielle Jackson a few episodes ago about how to make adult friends and listen to that episode. And you might need to start to recreate a different inner circle because you have a new version of you. You have a new level of you. And the relationships that worked in the past may not work now. Maybe those relationships were really great at holding you down and being emotionally supportive for where you were. But now you need something deeper. Now you need something where people can actually listen to you and give you feedback and advice that's actually functional, or be able to tolerate you having negative emotions without having to fix it or throw a positive quote or cliche at you, which just feels, again, diminishing or doesn't validate what you're feeling. If you have broken the cycle to be able to identify that these people are unsafe, that's fantastic. You were never able to see that before. Even if you don't have healthy people in your life right now that you can call and pick up the phone, the fact that you are starting to contemplate and see that maybe who's around me is not who should always be there with me is fantastic, because these probably were going to be your ride or dies to the very end. And you're going to keep getting the same heartbreak and disappointment your whole life until you did something different. And so the fact that you are pausing and changing direction is so good. And I need you, again, to pat yourself on the back and love on yourself and say, I am changing. I am in progress. I am in motion. I am different than I was yesterday. I'm different than I was the day before that. I was different than I was a year ago, right? And praise God for that. Praise God for that. So that's it for this episode. Shorter and sweet. I hope that you found it helpful, and I can't wait to see you in our next episode. Talk to you later. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.